Welcome to Real Estate Today with Connie Irving. Are you getting ready to buy or sell real estate? Then you absolutely need to listen in. Here, you will be up to date with the process and hear some unique tips to guide you along your way, including interviews with other local experts in the real estate world. You may even get to know some great locations around the North Shore. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Hi guys, welcome back. This is Connie and welcome to Real Estate Today. We are going to go over this weekend's featured open houses. Not many are actually happening this weekend because of Labor Day, but we'll definitely go over a few I pulled out from Swampscott, Marblehead, and Salem. Salem has more than the other two towns this weekend, but still not a lot. You want to check out, there's been a couple that's been repeats from last weekend. A couple that I picked out for you this week, 21 Bow Street in Salem. It's been on the market for just about a week, listed at $295. It has an in-ground pool, which I think is unique to the home. So if you have a interest in, you know, sitting out in the summer months and relaxing by the pool, definitely check out this home. Full bath with a jacuzzi. And it's also in the Witchcraft Heights area of Salem, which is a real desirable location. And if you're looking for newer construction, you should probably go check out Osborne Hill Drive in Salem. That's over at Strongwater Crossing. There's not that many there's few left. They've been customized with granite countertops and cabinets. They are priced at $499. Been on the market for a few months, so, you know, maybe the price on that could be negotiable, but definitely check out that open. And then we're going to head over to Swampscott, which really is only, I'm looking here, only two open houses scheduled so far for Swampscott, one being Edge Hill Road. That's 41 Edge Hill Road, Swampscott. It's been on the market for about 24 days, listed at $539. However, that price just came down, so definitely when a price is adjusted, you should try to plan on seeing that open house if you had any interest prior to the price adjustment. The price could be more negotiable now. And then typically when a price is reduced, there's that much more interest, so you don't want to get yourself into a bidding war. So try to check that out this Sunday. It's, let's see, four bedrooms. It's a brand new construction. This particular location is by the newer Swampscott High School. It's a little busy on Essex Street area, but where Edge Hill is, it's quiet. It's kind of tucked away. They've completed the high school, so you don't have to worry about, you know, them construction and everything. And this particular home is really large, and it was built not too long ago. So definitely is a low-maintenance home. The other one that is in Swampscott is Tupelo Road. This is number 30. It's listed at $769. You might have seen this one already. It's been on the market for a while. This could be the, I think it's maybe the third open house they've done. This particular home is located near Eisman's Beach, which to me, that's one of my favorite beaches in Swampscott. So definitely worth a value right there. It's about a 3 to 4 bedroom home, attached garage, really large lot, and like I said, you can walk to Eisman's Beach and to the Felix Park area, so that's definitely something that if you are interested in being more located near the water, that's probably one of the best areas in Swampscott right now. So lastly, Marblehead. Right now, Marblehead, we just had a new listing. It's been on the market only for 2 days, and it's 54 Longview Drive. This is a gorgeous home. It's really nicely maintained. I saw it on tour, on broker tour Wednesday, and it's just a really nice, well-maintained colonial. It's in a great location, beautiful kitchen, open floor plan, just a really nice, nice home. And that one's listed at $699.9. Again, that one's only been on the market for a couple days, so anticipate a busy open house turnout on that one. Even though it's a holiday weekend, you know, most buyers that are actively looking right now, they will find this one and they will attend if they're interested. So, you know, don't get nervous if it's busy. That just means there's a lot of people that are interested, but definitely put it on your list if you're in that price range to go see first. And the other one would be 15 Vassar Road in Marblehead. That one's listed a little higher. So if you have a deeper pocket, it's listed at $949. It's a 4-bedroom, 3 full bath, and 1 half bath colonial. Beautiful area. Again, this is nice near the beaches and the reservation in Marblehead. So you really have a secluded, really peaceful location. This one has been on the market for a few months. So definitely it would be probably the third open house, I think, on this one. So it might not be as busy, but definitely if you're in that range in Marblehead, I think the location on its own is worth that value. Okay, that's it for this weekend's open house list. For more information on these particular open houses and other info, be sure to visit irvingpropertygroup.com. And you can also check out my Ask Connie podcast if you'd like to send me a question, or you can email me. Have a great weekend.